At a federal courthouse in Washington today, the defense has been making their case in the trial of former Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio and other members of the far-right extremist group. They're charged with plotting to stop the transfer of power from Donald Trump to Joe Biden after the 2020 election. NPR National Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson was at the courthouse and she's been following the trial. Carrie, welcome.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
This is considered one of the Department of Justice's most serious cases coming out of the investigation into the January 6th attack. Can you remind us of what Enrique Tarrio and these other members of the group are accused of?
They're accused of seditious conspiracy, which is basically the attempt to overthrow the government by using force. They face obstruction charges and a passel of other counts as well. Enrique Tarrio, of course, is the former chairman of the Proud Boys, probably the best known in that group. But among the other defendants is Joseph Biggs, a former Army veteran who also worked for the conspiracy news site InfoWars, and Dominic Pozzola, a man who became really well-known on January 6th for a video image of him appearing to bash out two windows in the Capitol with a police shield that other rioters poured through into the building. So this is a very closely watched case involving several high-profile defendants.
Let's just talk for one moment about Tarrio. He was not even at the Capitol on January 6th. He'd been arrested on separate charges a few days before and was ordered out of D.C. How are prosecutors tying him to the attack?
That's right. Basically, prosecutors say that Tarrio was directing the action from outside Washington using encrypted messages and had tried to rally his troops. But defense lawyers for Tarrio and others say, in fact, there was no plan, no agreement, no implicit understanding to storm the Capitol on January 6th. They're arguing the Justice Department is just trying to inflame the jury by stitching together video and text messages to make the defendants look bad. And they say if anyone is responsible for January 6th, it's former President Donald J. Trump, who's not in the courtroom and, of course, has not been charged with any wrongdoing.
And what's the mood like in the courtroom, Carrie?
Deepa, we're now 42 days into this trial, so people's nerves 42. Are pretty frayed. It's been a long haul so far. One of the witnesses today, Proud Boys member Eddie Block, got into it with prosecutor Eric Kennerson on cross-examination. The judge chastised this witness to just answer the questions and things would go more smoothly. And Eddie Block, who has a service animal, a St. Bernard dog, he says is named Donald J. Trump, actually became popular during the courtroom break because prosecutors wanted a picture of themselves with that dog, which was a little unorthodox. Yeah.
Okay. Now, also this week, four members of the Oath Keepers were convicted of conspiring to obstruct an official proceeding in connection with January 6th. It's the third trial members of the group have faced. What's your takeaway from these trials, Carrie? Have you learned anything new or surprising that gives you insight into what happened on that day?
Sure. So more convictions of members of the far-right Oath Keepers, as you mentioned. The Justice Department says 29 Oath Keepers have been charged, and all who have faced jury trials in D.C. have been found guilty of at least some charges. Of course, the most well-known Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes and his lieutenant Kelly Meggs both found guilty of seditious conspiracy. What appears to me to be a pattern is that juries have been very careful, despite concerns that they'd be inflamed by the events of January 6th happening in their front or backyards virtually, and all the news coverage. They've been careful. They've deliberated over many days and delivered consistent verdicts, mostly guilty verdicts, against these January 6th defendants.
So in that light, Carrie, these trials, obviously all part of the Department of Justice's efforts at accountability for January 6th, how do you think we should think about that larger effort and where it stands today?
Federal prosecutors have charged about 1,000 defendants so far with offenses like trespassing or being violent against police officers to the most serious charges of seditious conspiracy. Apparently, prosecutors have told the courts that there could be 1,000 more people charged before this huge investigation is over. And of course, it's not even close to being over. There are big questions, of course, about whether the DOJ will ever bring to justice the person who placed pipe bombs outside the Republican National Committee and the Democratic National Committee before the Capitol riot on January 6th. There are also big questions about what will come of the investigation into people higher up in the planning, funding, and organizing for that day, including the scheme to use fake electors, and whether former President Donald J. Trump will ever be brought to justice in connection with January 6th is perhaps the single biggest question. Trump, of course, has denied any criminal culpability, but we know that many, many senior White House officials from his White House have been seen inside the courthouse testifying before the grand jury. Those proceedings are secret, but a lot is happening behind the scenes, Deepa. It's just not clear how high DOJ is going to get before this January 6th probe eventually ends.
Thank you. Thank you for your reporting, Carrie. We will continue to follow this through you, NPR National Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson.
Thank you.